There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Follow the Money on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Check out the Hardwood Handicappers podcast. Jonathan Von Tobel looks at all the angles for the games. Ton of great opportunities betting the NBA on a nightly basis. Hardwood Handicappers podcast is free and available now, VSiN.com/podcast. And while you're there, catch up on every VSiN show as well. It's the coach, David Thorpe, truehoop.com, and Coach Thorpe on Twitter. Joins us every Monday to talk about the NBA. And how much do you think we underestimate Kerr and that he's underrated? 26 straight series in the playoffs, coach, with a road win. And the thing that goes back to years now with this, they were so good in the playoffs with these third quarter runs, too. They've been awesome for years in the playoffs under Kerr with the third quarter scoring.
I can't speak for the average fan. I can only speak for people like me that follow the game closely. And he's one of the elite coaches the league's ever seen. There's a ton of reasons why. I could almost write a book about all the things that make him great that other coaches should follow. Yes, it helps to have a lot of talent, but you have to enhance that talent. You have to blend that talent. You've got to continue to develop younger guys. I mean, Moses Moody's getting fourth quarter minutes in important games as a 14th pick in the draft rookie after, I think, a year of college. So He's really hit every note so far. It'll get tougher, I think, in the finals against either of those Eastern monsters. But yeah, he's one of the best coaches we've ever had.
What do you think of Looney currently in his role? Because he's been awesome in this series. But then beyond this year for Looney, if he does not return to Golden State?
I don't know how they afford him unless they make a trade to one of their other guys. It comes down to that. They clearly have to value the heck out of him. That's for sure. He does so many things. I would think there's two different avenues that I see. It could be another playoff team that values all the things that he brings, but also it could be a team, I'm just making this up, but you take a team like Oklahoma City that at some point has to start trying to win games. Well, how do you do that? Don't bring a 35-year-old. Bring in a guy like this who's in his prime that's won so many games. He does everything right. He makes everyone around him better and doesn't mind if you don't want to play him somewhat. He comes right back the next game and brings it. You have to add a few more players to him, and all of a sudden you're a play-in type team when you factor in Shea and some of the other young guys they have, they can get better. So Golden State, I'm sure, would love to keep him. I just don't know how they afford all those guys. Remember, Poole gets an extension this year. It's just hard for me to do the math and think that he's likely going to stay there.
What can Dallas do other than play the math game and just bombs away from three? But you just see how they're getting killed down low. No one shot the ball well other than Luka and Dinwiddie yesterday. But what is there anything Dallas can do to maybe win a game or two?
Yeah, shoot better. I don't know they'll do much else. I mean, that game was there. That was right there for them to win. They could have. They could be 2-1 Dallas right now.
Yeah.
The teams are closer than it looks. They're really just shooting poorly. And I don't know that, you know, the Golden State can play Luka much better. He's doing everything. The three guards for Dallas really did well. Kidd's just got to empower all of his other guys. Like, you guys, stop hesitating. Take the shots you're supposed to take. If we're going to go down, let's go down shooting 53s and believing we can make 25 of them. Because if they do that, they're going to almost for sure win the game. The key for Dallas is to get them to believe in just one game. Doesn't mean it'll work. It's unlikely that they can outplay Golden State significantly four straight times. But the key is just win one possession at a time. But you got to believe that you can. With Luka, if anyone's ever going to come back down 0-3, it's going to be a team led by someone as talented as Luka. Again, the odds aren't great because the other team has to play poorly in some of those games too. And then you got to beat them when Golden State plays well. So it's not likely to happen. But I would love to see this series extend a little bit, in part because I want to make sure the finals are two rested teams or two equally not rested teams. And right now, I think one series, the Eastern team's going to be exhausted, and that's a big advantage for Golden State.
Yeah, and one more thing for the Warriors, too. Like, they can afford to have a guy like Jordan Poole, who's been so big for them in the playoffs and out and through the regular season. He can have, like, a nothing night like he did last night. And then just Wiggins, who is in the starting five All-Star, 27, one of the best dunks we've ever seen, and done a pretty damn good job defensively as well.
Yeah, Andrew, his story, this is a lesson for every fan whose team stinks every damn year. It's your coach's fault, it's your management's fault, it's probably not your player's fault. There's a whole bunch of players here that if they were on Golden State's team would look very good too. Obviously not as good as necessarily a former number one pick like Andrew, but had Andrew gone to a better franchise on day one, and Minnesota seems like they're on the right track now, but they were lost for almost 20 years. Andrew's a victim of that, just like Zach LaVine and a bunch of other guys are. They were a terrible franchise. Golden State's culture and player development and the mentality they have and their best player, Steph Curry, being such a loving guy, they've created what they have now, and Andrew's a beneficiary of that.
Is it the three-point shot? Is it injuries? Why do you think the last 2 weeks we're seeing so many blowouts?
It's a great question. It's something I'm actually going to meet with my editors here as soon as I'm done with this and talk about what I'm going to write about this week. And I have a feeling that, yeah, there's just so much variability in these games now. Although, if you look, some of these games that are blowouts, there's not been a big discrepancy in the three-point shooting. It's more just poor playing. And in the case of this last, the Eastern game, game three, ended up being very tight. It just, Boston could not have had a worse first quarter effort-wise. I literally watched it again this morning. And Miami came out smoking, guarding with intensity and purpose. And everything was hard for Boston because of how Miami was playing. And Boston couldn't match up with it. They didn't bring that same intensity defensively, and they didn't handle the pressure. That's why I think they had 23 turnovers. Many of them were early in the game. And you just can't get blown out like this. Remember, guys, I've been writing for years about the Thorpe rule. Win a quarter by 10 or more, don't lose a quarter by 10 or more.
And
you're winning 90-some-odd percent of the game, 96, 97%. And that's what's happened in those series is you get crush one quarter, fight even the other ones, and you're going to win.
Mm. Okay, so Bam was so good in game three, but it's not a coincidence, Coach, that Robert Williams did not play in that game. So if Williams doesn't play, Udoka has had an amazing year. He's a great head coach in year one. I think we can all agree on that. If Williams can't play again tonight, do you trust Udoka to make those adjustments on defense to limit Bam, or does Bam go off again?
Oh, I think he'll make some adjustments. Yeah, Bam had not been doing much. Mm-hmm. So now you go in and you've got to kind of tweak what you're doing a little bit, which is challenging because Jimmy Butler's always been so hard to guard for really anyone when he's engaged to score. Lowry's back, although I'm not sure that matters very much. Tyler Hero is a good offensive player. So you can't just focus on Bam and Jimmy and Tyler will get 25-30 as we've seen before. But yeah, I think they'll figure some stuff out. But I think it'll be more of they've got to just play like their hair's on fire. Like they did in game 6 and 7 against Milwaukee. It's just hard to always go to that well. Miami didn't do it the first two games, did it in game three. Now it's Boston's turn. That doesn't mean Boston is going to win, because Miami knows we've got a chance here to go up 3-1 and pretty much end this series. I think you'll see probably the best battle of the game so far tonight.
How important in this series is the officiating? Because they let them play in game three. I don't know if Boston was prepared for that, the physicality and what they were Miami was allowed to get away with. Do you think the officials could decide this in terms of how they let Miami play defense?
Well, if they call it evenly, which is, I think, normally what the officials do, if they're calling it tighter, it's both ways. Both teams have to adjust to that. I never try to look at the officials. To me, I mean, I've been coaching for a long time. I would never talk about the officials. I would talk about what we have to do based on how tight their whistle is for whatever reason. Our player's job is to adjust. I think that Miami played on the edge the last game. And when I'm watching it, I watched all 23 Boston turnovers this morning, in addition to the whole first quarter. And most of those turnovers, if not all of them, were Boston's fault. Miami, good effort. Boston casual with the ball. Boston making terrible decisions of where to drive, driving into traffic. You're supposed to avoid the crowd. They didn't get off the ball early enough. In other words, the millisecond you see a second person coming and you think that person might cut me off, and I'm speaking like, for example, Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown that love to drive the gaps, you got to get off the ball right away and then move accordingly. It's not the referee's fault if you drive into traffic. Maybe there's some contact, but you created that yourself by over-dribbling. So they've got to do two things. They've got to get off the ball earlier, I think, than they did before, and they've got to move more. They're so spaced out and stagnant that Miami Heat defenders can both guard the ball and know where the help's coming from and how to get back to their man. If you get more cuts, you start moving those Heat defenders more, and I think they'll have more advantages at driving later in the possessions of a late in the clock of a possession.
Okay, very good answer. So you think that this series pretty much is going to go 6-7 games?
I do, yeah.
Okay, and the other one, I know we've talked about this briefly, but did the Warriors maybe give them a game, gentlemen sweep, and then they finish them off back in San Francisco in a 5-game set?
You know, I'm telling you, watching these games as close as I am, if you said to me right now, the Warriors are going to win this series in 6 games, I would not think you're crazy. It sounds crazy, I understand that, but we've seen Dallas shoot the ball lights out. They knocked out the Phoenix Suns in back-to-back games where they made like 39 threes and what, 80-something attempts. If they do that in game four, it's all that matters is game four. Well, then you got to go to Golden State. And I realize, you think the Warriors are going to finish it, but it's not scripted. This ain't a movie. The way Dallas shoots the ball and the way anyone – I mean, every game someone's going down. What if it's Curry? What if it's Draymond? What if it's Looney? Like, I don't know. It would not surprise me one bit to see Dallas win game four. And then it's probably a, 54%, 53% advantage for Golden State in game five. When you have Luke on your team, he might go for 50. Like, and the way Dinwiddie and Brunson are playing, they both have really figured out ways to score and how Golden State's guarding them overall. I think the Warriors are hugely likely to win the series. But to say they're definitely going to win in 4 or 5, I think it's a mistake.
What are you working on, True Hoop? What's up there now?
Yeah, we're gonna talk about it today. I think teams are fouling too much. I mean, Luka getting 17 free throws is, I think, last night, whatever. Yeah, 14 of 17. That's way too many. Players keep hacking guys that are not likely to make those shots. I don't blame the officials. I blame the defenders for that. And I'm looking more into how do guys like Looney and Horford stay in front of their men when they're two of the slowest big men we have in the league, and yet the more athletic guys tend to struggle. I know the answer. I've got to get some metrics to support my evidence. I have to look at more film, but I'm toying with that. We might do a bigger project for that in the finals as well, because it looks like Golden State's going to make it, and Looney's such a big part of that.
Great stuff as always. Enjoy the week, Coach.
Thank you.
Thanks, you too.
Yep, don't look now, but after a great weekend, they are one of the best teams in Major League Baseball. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Follow the money on VSEN, the sports betting network.
Your home for betting the French Open, Bet Rivers. Log in any day and get a 20% profit boost that you can use on any live in-play bet on the French Open. Get your profit boost today and every day at BetRivers.com or on the app. Terms and conditions apply.
Great weekend, Paulie, in Major League Baseball for the San Diego Padres. That was impressive.
Yes.
Against San Francisco, another really good team in baseball and in the National League West. Padres took care of them, though. Mackenzie Gore was very good yesterday, six strong innings. He's one of the rumored players in a potential Juan Soto deal, which we'll talk to a guest coming up in about 45 minutes. But when you look after yesterday now, the Padres have 27 wins. They are a half a game back of the Dodgers in the NL West. Well, the Mets have 28 wins. They're playing 651 ball. Actually, the Padres' winning percentage is a little bit better. The Yankees have 29 wins, and the Astros also have 27 wins. So they're right there with the best teams in baseball in terms of overall wins. And another note that you can get at vsin.com. All the betting splits are available. Click on MLB, toggle through it. Paulie, they are now the number one team ROI against lefties in baseball. They are 11-3 versus left-handed pitching. That's a money line profit if you're betting $100 every game of plus $911 against lefties, and the money line ROI return is 48.9%.
Hosmer continues to put up big numbers. The year Machado's having, they bring in Cano. Could they make another move? It's an embarrassment of riches with the pitching. It also speaks to what a good manager is worth, the Mets, the Padres, how well they're doing right now. But be careful tonight. They are the first game back at home after a nine-game road trip. and that always is cause for concern, and that's the Malinsky special. It also is in play with Seattle. They're laying $1.65 at home to the A's. Seattle returns home after a 10-game road trip tonight.
Yep. I'm basically seeing this Padres-Brewers game around a pick'em.
It's Martinez, correct?
It is, yes. Yeah, he's going against Hauser in the Brewers?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so shop around here again. I see the Padres anywhere from $1.15 as the favorite down to $1.12 or like in that pick'em range at $1.10, like I discussed. Not only is Machado, Paulie, having the year that you talked about, he is basically the front runner right now, I think almost everywhere, to win the National League MVP. And it makes sense because, I mean, his numbers are outstanding as we speak. Yeah, he's down to as low as 3-1 to win the MVP right now in the National League. 3-1. He's carrying this team right now without Fernando Tatis.
Mm-hmm.
I know I don't think it's going to happen. I would love to see this team get Juan Soto. I would love to see Tatis, Soto, and Machado back-to-back-to-back in this lineup. That, to me, you can go righty, lefty, righty. Three of the best hitters in baseball once Tatis gets back, which is going to be sometime in June, the way it looks. Oh, that is filthy. Bad news is Clevinger had to go on the 15-day IL yesterday. So he has something wrong with his arm.
See, I'm going to see what the Mets do, too, because the Mets have to make a move. 8-game lead now. I mean, piecing this together, the guys that are injured, they win again, and that's a big series in Atlanta with the Phillies and the Braves.
Mm-hmm.
Both teams are 19-22. Imagine if someone gets swept here. I kind of lean Phillies with Wheeler going. But
a little bit, yeah.
Mets opening this up. That's incredible. 14 straight off a loss.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good job by Buck.
We also have one of the biggest favorites of the entire year going today.
Yes.
That's Gerrit Cole. Who
got swept. How about that in a doubleheader, one run?
Great job by the White Sox.
Yep.
Terrific job. But Cole's now laying, you know, north of $3 in some spots today against the Lyles and the Orioles. But it was good to see Adley Rutschman. That was really cool, by the way. We can't play video here on this show, but when he's a catcher. He's one of the best prospects in baseball, if not the best. He comes in, he gets behind the plate, and it's a standing ovation in Baltimore. And he's I think, maybe a little overwhelmed by the moment, or he's taking it in. He takes, like, a deep breath, and he doesn't put the helmet on yet. Not the helmet, the face mask. And he looks around like this. He does like a 360 looking at the crowd. And he takes another deep breath and he puts it on. He's like, okay, ready to go. Like, that was pretty awesome to see a young kid like that, like, living in the moment for like 2 seconds.
Got a good ovation.
He did. Yeah. Deserves it.
Uh-huh. Yep. Hey, Don's going for the Nats. You see this? This is crazy. They're 1-7 in his starts, and the Dodgers and Anderson are $2. Corbin now 0-9. Every Corbin start, the Nats have lost, all 9 of them.
Yep.
It's nuts.
That's a hell of a 1-2 combination.
Yeah, you got a 1-16 right there combined when these guys are on the mound.
Yep.
And he goes tonight against the Dodgers, and they should have swept the Phillies. That was ridiculous. So I thought they'd get revenge after what happened at Dodger Stadium and then how they blew that twice.
You know
months
what?
Months a year. Jesus.
You got to tip your cap to the Phillies and say, great job. What, they took 4 out of 7, I think, against the Dodgers? For L.A., I mean, they... You know, all this talk about, oh, best offense of all time thrown out there by national, you know, yeah. MLB reporters. Max Muncy? Do you even play the guy anymore? He's been completely atrocious. Betts is coming on right now, but they have some weak spots in that lineup. Not nearly as good as what people were saying back in, you know, it was silly what they were saying, but in, you know, March and April, early April, come on, it was nonsense. By the way, Gerrit Cole was... $3 when the show started. I see as high as 341 right now as the favorite. So money doesn't matter coming in on the Yankees today.
Okay.
That big of a favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And Wheeler was $1.13. He's now as high as $1.30 the way it looks. But he's really been rolling lately. He's pitching very well. He's like, Zach Wheeler now basically found his 2021 form here in his last three starts. Been super solid.
Verlander did it again too. Another great start. Man, this AL Cy Young Award, I mean, I think it's a matter of time before Houston pulls away, too. They're up a game and a half, 27-15, and they're throwing Garcia tonight. And they should take out the Guardians
in the series, too.
But, man.
Some of the guys that they can throw out there every 5 days, the guy yesterday, 10 strikeouts. Now, some of the teams in that division that they play, but, you know, the Texas Rangers team total in the game was 2.5 against Verlander. Scored one run. the first five.
The first inning was huge. They threw the guy out at home.
Oh, that was gigantic, right? The first five team total for Texas was 1.5, heavily juiced to the under. I think I saw about $1.30 I saw. And they never cracked it open. Couldn't score against the guy.
Yep. What is going on in Toronto? Speaking of not scoring. Two runs against the Reds yesterday lost. They won 3-1 on one of the other games. I mean, what's going on offensively?
Can't score to save their lives.
22-19. I'm telling you. Definitely cause for concern there. Because they're 22-19, and their starting pitchers have been unreal. And this home run that they've had.
Well, okay, so, and basically, I think we could, it actually might be kind of an amusing segment if we do this sometime in the next couple of weeks. If we just picked a random box score from any team and put up the team's batting averages
yeah.
and laugh at it. But here's part of the reason why. Hernandez, who was banged up to begin the season, back though for a while now, he's hitting .159. Chapman, you know, big addition from the A's in the offseason, he's hitting .193. Vlad is .262. Bichette had a home run game over the weekend. He's hitting .243. So it is vile. It is nasty. But again, that's not to single out the Blue Jays, because you can do that with pretty much any single team in the league right now. Or guys are hitting that low. But the Reds are feisty all of a sudden.
They have been, yes.
Yeah, they have been. After that 3-22 start, now 12-28. And I know that the adjustments there, I bet under 67 with the running season win total probably a month or so ago at William Hill. That got all the way back up to 64.5.
Mama. Yep. I'm still astonished at the NL West. Colorado in last place, 19-21. Yeah. Arizona still a game under .500. What's the highest price you saw on the Dodgers to win the division? I saw .350 until this Padre run. Padres half a game back.
I got to be honest, I have not been looking.
See, that, no?
Okay. I did not look at division prices. Do you know where they're at today, the Dodgers?
I'll look right now, yeah. But that, you got it?
You got it? Is that it? Okay.
Three.
Minus .250 to win the division. Okay, thank you.
DraftKings? They are, yep, .285 at William Hill.
And they're .215 to win the National League right now. They will make moves. That team will.
Yeah. 13-run pool still going, baby.
It is.
We still got it. Who's going to do this?
Well, it's funny because...
I love this. This could take a month.
Of course.
You never. This is awesome. It could end tonight. It could take a month.
That's the beauty of this thing.
Yeah, I love this thing. And it's four teams right there. Just need one more to cross off.
One more. We have been saying this now for a full week at least, where it could end today or it could go on until, this coming weekend is Memorial Day. We might come back post-Memorial Day and still not have a winner in the 13-run pool.
It's also possible someone could come from way, like a Thomas. Someone come from way back. They go back to back. We get 7. We cross off 12.
Team has to get shut out and score 8. Sure, that could happen in one weekend.
That's right.
There you go. Didn't see that one coming.
Yeah, I love this.
Yeah. I'm still looking at the West in the National League is amazing because of the teams at the top.
Mm.
But also when you look at the bottom of the East in the National League, and like every day when I do look at the division, I'm like, when is it coming? When is the run coming from Atlanta or Philadelphia?
I know.
And it's still like, oh, they're 8 back again today? Huh, interesting. Like the run hasn't started yet.
Mm-hmm.
And this Mets team, like you talked about in this segment, like they're cobbling it together.
DeGrom, Scherzer, McGill, doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
They're throwing out the Carrasco, Walker, whoever it is coming out. Where they're throwing Peterson tonight? I mean, come on.
Yep. Yesterday, the betting world, what a wild ride it was from morning until the end of the PGA. We'll discuss it all coming up next.
Follow the money on VSEN, the sports betting network.
Before you make your next bet, be sure to visit VSEN.com to check the current betting splits data. The betting splits page will show you where the money and bets are moving for every game. It's updated every 10 minutes. You'll be able to see where the public's betting based on the number of tickets and where the money doesn't match the public opinion. Betting splits, another way VSEN's here to make you a smarter, better year-round. Check out the betting splits every game, VSEN.com.
Yesterday's action was so good. I mean, the way it started in the EPL, the final day of the prim, and then we just went from that into the PGA Championship. There was some baseball sprinkled in there, some NHL. But then how that finished yesterday, and I got to point this out. I had a couple of different people reach out to me and say that they had Mito at 200-1. VSIN's very own Will Hill,
not the William Hill, but Will Hill, the better. He had Mito at 200-1.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry, Will.
I got that.
I mean, that's just it's a kick to the breadbasket, man.
Yep.
Really stings.
Yep. I like the Paige Spiranek tweet. She's been on the show before about her take on what happened with the golf. I mean, she's right. I mean, he's so good for almost the entire four rounds and then down the drain, right? This is why golf's the worst, she tweeted. 71 amazing holes played and one bad swing cost you the entire tournament. It's also incredible to watch because you never know what's going to happen.
You never know what's going to happen. No. You never know.
No. What was the form on that thing?
I don't know. I mean, it was a three-quarter swing.
Yes.
His legs were not right. He rushed it with the driver, by the way, and every single person, like on the broadcast, every watching the match, like, what are you doing with the driver? That's the last thing you have to do. Look at this. A guy at MGM, 9 separate bets on Mito at 150-1. They totaled $6,000 in bets, would have paid $912,000. Can't get the job done. And then professional sports bettor Rufus Peabody tweeted out that he bet Mito here at Circa. He had a nickel. He had $500 at 300-1 available here at Circa.
Mm-hmm.
Not after Rufus bet it, though. They moved that down to like 140-1. But he bet $500 to win $150,000, as he tweeted out. Well, that one hurt. And yeah, that's an afternoon. That's like a 24-hour stretch where you need to like get over that thing.
Well, the putt on 17. I mean, it's Caddyshack. You get in there. Where's the gopher? Need some dynamite. I mean, then that thing goes in. I mean, you got a 2-shot lead then. And then I think it was Dottie who was like, yeah, okay, he's not that bad with the tee shot. You think it's not in that trouble, that much trouble. And you look, oh, he's in the drink. And that'll do it. And then he's still out of position where maybe he could get out of there and get to the playoff, and that doesn't work either. But plus, he was getting help. Zalatoris was falling apart. Fitzpatrick, Young, he had a 4-shot lead. He's 5-over for the round. He comes in 10-under. How about 5-under wins the damn
5
thing?
5-under wins the whole thing. And that's
Rory was 5-under after one round.
Sure.
And that stands up, and Thomas comes all the way back.
By the way, a very common question on the thread to Rufus's tweet, when he sent it out, people asking, did you hedge? Is that like, I don't understand where that's coming from, because what's your game plan of hedging then, sir or ma'am? What would you like to do? What would your advice be to Rufus Peabody tell him how to bet hedge off that ticket?
Or other people saying, I'm sure you locked in a profit then. What the hell can he do? What's he betting, $50,000 on? It's a 1-shot difference.
Of course.
The 1-shot lead, there's 4 guys right there.
So does he want to, like, what is your idea here to lock in a profit, everybody? Because I think he had Willie Zalatoris as well. Should he just fire away in play $50,000 on Justin Thomas 2-1 and fire away on, Cameron Young $50,000? Should he fire away on Fitzpatrick? Like, what's the ultimate hedging there? Because here's the thing, and Paige is so right about this. Hedging in golf, unless your guy has like a 4-stroke lead and there's another guy behind him that has a 2-stroke lead over whoever is behind him, it's not exactly easy to hedge in that spot. First of all, like you said, in play, how much are you going to get down?
Oh, no kidding.
And then anything can happen to these guys on any given swing or hole, like Mito did. 71 holes, he's going to win the tournament.
Felt bad for him. Neiman took it hard, too. But I liked his interview afterwards with Amanda. That it just, Monday, I wanted to make the cut, and then I wanted to win the whole thing at Sunday, and then fell apart.
You know what I
got to
say about him?
God.
The fact that he actually went up there with Amanda at the end and talked on national TV, you got to respect that, because that is one of the most devastating donkey kicks to the stomach that you're ever going to suffer as an athlete. To lose like that and then be like, oh, sure, I'm available. You want me on TV right now to talk and tell you why I blew it? No problem. I'm here for you.
Someone did him a solid, too, because he's talking to the media afterward, and they're like, okay, someone just shut the TV off, because he's looking at TV right there, too. It's like, these guys, they got the playoff going, and I should be there. It shouldn't be a playoff. I should have won.
Right.
And then one of these guys is going to win a ton of money, and they shut the TV off for him. The good and bad of golf, how about the Zalatoris debacle? Was it 15 minutes just to hit a shot or play the hole, whatever it was? Mark the ball and let's go. Come on. That was asinine how long that took. Let's play here.
Yeah, I would agree.
Oh, that took forever.
Now, here's the thing, right? And you're going to hear a bunch of golf handicappers come on this show and this network and say, like, golfer X is going to eventually win. Look at this tweet from PGA Tour Communications. Zalatoris has now posted top 10 finishes in 5 of his last 7 major champion starts, including runner-up finishes at the Masters last year and the PGA this year. It's like one of the best starts ever, or only guys ever to do that. And that's like a guy, Matt Humans, who comes on this show all the time, VSiN host, writes for our digital magazine. He's great. He always says, like, eventually Cam Young's going to win a tournament. He almost did yesterday, right, and this weekend. Eventually, Zalatoris is going to win a major. Now, we probably said that for a long time with guys like Xander Schauffele, Ricky Fowler. Like, the Fowler stuff never got there. But a guy like Hideki Matsuyama, I can recall, I don't remember the year, but 5-6 years ago, like, I bet him every single major in a lot of tournaments, like, he's eventually going to win. And eventually that did pay off because he turned into one of the best golfers in the entire world and he won a major. But that is, it's another killer if you're him.
Great run for Jeff Seeley. Pointed out Mito on the show.
He's also probably very sick to his stomach today.
Sure, and Mito, and then Munoz, first round leader the week before, and Munoz to win.
Mm-hmm.
The Justin Ray golf tweet, and he battled, he hung in there, he made the cut, and then it is, the body wouldn't cooperate, and he had to withdraw. Tiger has more major wins than missed cuts. Think about that. That's lunacy. It didn't work out for him Saturday, but that's, I thought you had a shot there with the daily bet. That's, but wild, right? And then the Rory stuff too. He's all over the place. I thought he was going to make a, that's Rory though. He plays well when he's out of it.
Yeah.
And then he got to what, 5 under? So, and then came back and gave some shots back too. But how he started on Sunday.
I called Rory on Twitter yesterday the human equivalent or the athletic equivalent of the compliment sandwich.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I like it, yeah.
One person got really offended by that. Oh, you have no idea. Stop and bury. He's, look at his resume. He has a ton of wins. Well, a guy like that should probably win even more. And you're kind of talking to my point. Because he's actually, Rory McIlroy is known as a guy who plays really well when it doesn't matter most, right?
Yes.
And he's not known as the guy who has won a zillion tournaments or lived up to his expectations. He should have more majors. He should be winning more tournaments. He shouldn't be the guy who goes out there on Thursday and plays a great round of golf, disappears on Friday and Saturday, and then, oops, he's 11 strokes back on Sunday. Here you go with another beautiful round again.
Yep.
And that happens far too often.
It's great to bet, even if your guy doesn't win. I mean, look at Brady Cannon mentioned Kirk. He finished top five. Some people betting, I mean, the top 20, top 15, the top fives, the matchups, top tens. McIlroy sneaks in there, Fitzpatrick, Kirk, Fleetwood. Brady mentioned him too.
Mm-hmm.
He sneaks into the top five.
Look at that. I had Hoagie, who finished top 10. I had him at 200-1. He had a great day on Thursday. It was almost a first-round leader. Then played well yesterday. But again, the two rounds in between, not enough to be in the mix. But you really got to look at Justin Thomas and say what he did yesterday to go out there. And if he shot a great round, which is exactly what he did, who knows? He might have a chance to win or be in a playoff. And that's exactly what happened.
Did you see how long he took to the tee shot on 18?
Oh, yeah.
Well done. So what do I do here? Going through it with the caddy over and over again. And Mito gets up there and just is like fast as he can.
That's fires away.
Yeah. Like he was, dinner reservations.
Mm-hmm.
God, I would just look like, what are you doing? It's the biggest shot of your life. That was so weird.
Why rush? Terrible. Take your time, man. Take your time. The David Purdom tweet. Pereira went off at 150-1 at the Westgate. They took 8 bets on him pre-tournament from between $2 and $100. And I'll be honest, like, it doesn't matter how much money you have on the ticket, it all hurts the same. I mean, not Rufus is $150,000, so that's, different than $300. I get it. But for a recreational bettor, a person who rarely ever bets, they have $2 on the bet or $5 on them. It hurts for them. They had the guy. Right in the drink.
Oh, God. To make it worse was the putt on 17. He's got it. It's in.
It's right there.
Yeah.
It's going to drop. It's going right for the hole. And then it just puts the brakes on.
And then the double. He can't even get to the playoff.
Well, that's another guy. Cam Young's late double bogey killed him. He would have been in the playoff.
Sometimes, Brian, that was always Brian Blessing's line. Always, someone gets in that clubhouse early. And these majors, you put the pressure on them. Like Pat Forty tweeted. Thomas gets in there, just watch the world burn. Turned out to be an inferno.
You know, Thomas was between like 27 and 29-1 with like one or two holes to play. That was it. He needed to get one more birdie. I think it was after 60. He needed one more birdie and then Pereira to kind of give one back. And that's exactly what happened. Up next, some of these future prices that we have in the NHL and the NBA. Updated series prices as well coming up here on Follow the Money.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Follow the money on VSEN, the sports betting network.
Make sure you always check out the VSiN Long Shots podcast, the complete PGA golf betting show with weekly insights and analysis for every PGA tournament from Las Vegas experts. Brady Cann has been running golf websites and tourneys since 1996. And you got Wes Reynolds, who had JT yesterday as well. Download the Long Shots podcast at VSiN.com/podcast, wherever you get your podcasts, and catch up on all the VSiN shows there as well. I think we get a great opportunity tonight. I loved them after game one. I think Tampa closes out. Florida gets the broom out. Vasilevsky's been great in this series and during this epic run as they go for the three-peat. 6-0 in the last six games with a chance to clinch. Five shutouts, and shame on him. He gave up one goal against Toronto, which don't panic. The Maple Leafs were close when you see what's going on in this series.
I got a lot of flack, by the way, for that.
Oh, it's outrageous.
When I said that on the show and I tweeted it out, I said, look, the loser of this series, the Maple Leafs and Lightning, felt like the Celtics-Bucks. The loser was good enough to win the whole thing. You're telling me the Maple Leafs team that took the Lightning to seven games and were the better team, for about half of that series, maybe even a little bit more?
Six, overtime.
Of course, yes.
Yep.
You're telling me that Maple Leafs team could not beat Florida? Okay, sure.
Yep.
Move along.
Yep. They finally get the power play goal, but one goal in each of the three games for the series. That's it. Florida team total under. Tampa to finish them off. It's all right there. I mean, it's still 5 and 6.5. That under two. I mean, I think that's been mispriced when you go back and look at this series because they can't generate any offense, at least in terms of scoring, because this guy's so good in 34 saves again, and rest assured, the Florida mistake is coming too. So
the Capitals were just as good as the Panthers in that series.
That's a good point. That was, yes.
They right. easily could have won that they, thing.
Right.
Okay. So it's but now. But
come on. And it's the back-to-back situation, right?
Which, by the way, I don't know. I don't care for this. I don't care for this from the NHL. Why would you do this? You play one game on Saturday?
Oh, now they go with the Ranger game in the afternoon. Oh, yeah. Now they do that.
They
okay.
go one game on Saturday, which is a night game. They play three yesterday, and then two teams got to go back-to-back yesterday into tonight. What are we doing here?
Yeah. I think another reason to like Tampa, too. Veteran team, get the rest. Get ready for the conference finals. Take it out. Don't give them any life or any, you know, any confidence. End it. Plus, you can't ignore this guy's numbers in closeout games. Close out a series.
Yeah.
He's ridiculous, this
I think
guy.
Tampa and Carolina would be a hell of a series.
Not bad, right?
If we get that.
Yeah, here you we think, go. Here we go, though.
You think the Rangers would
here
be live?
Here comes Igor. Hold on. Absolutely.
You think they'd be live against Tampa?
Yeah, absolutely. He's back. It was a soft goal.
I don't know if he's good enough to win a series against Tampa.
He is. Now, they got to get the power play going again now, too, though. I mean, they're top five power play, and that's been an issue.
Well, they got to get by Carolina first.
Oh, I know. It's going to be
easier said than done.
Right. It's interesting that even if Anderson comes back, they might just stick with Raanta. He's played so well.
Yeah.
But they're 6-0 at home. They're 0-4 on the road. Every game's been under, easy under so far in this series. But remember, the second, that game-winning goal in game one was a fluke deflection. So it's not the goalie's fault every time there's a goal scored. But Igor's been great in this series and phenomenal in the win in game three. And how about things have changed in Edmonton? Oh, my God. It's 3-1 Calgary in game two in the second period. And then all hell breaks loose. And they've scored one goal since.
Yep.
And now Edmonton is a $1.90 favorite to win the series.
So I did bet Edmonton in play at +270 against Calgary. And here's the reason why. Watching that game, to me, and they trailed 3-2 when I bet it, I thought Edmonton was the better team, and I thought it was pretty evident in the second period. And then they outscored them by three goals in the third period to win the game. So that bet did cash. And I mean, what happened last night? That was a bloodbath last night. That thing was over with early, and it wasn't even close. They're now $1.90 to win the series. $1.90. And when we talked to Jeff Davis here at Circa earlier, he said that he would, depending on, you know, a couple of things, could be as low as maybe $2 in Colorado if they get Edmonton. Probably a little bit higher than that, though, based on how these series could play out. And then he threw out -160 against Calgary.
So I was talking to our guy, Paul, who we met, who lives in Calgary. And Paul said that the talk back there is that Sutter played Markstrom too much, might be running out of gas, and the lack of big game experience we could be seeing.
He's been far from great.
Absolutely. And he got yanked yesterday. So that is... and then the Smith whole... what's going on with the goalies? They take Bennington out. He's out for the season. He throws a water bottle at Kadri. He's getting death threats now. Cops are involved. Lunacy. And then you have what happened
I don't even think it was really...
No, it was a friendly fire.
Right, and
his own guy hit him, and then, of course, he's going for the puck. He bumps him.
His direction changed when he was bumped, and that's how he went into Bennington.
Right.
Can we calm down here? I don't think it was his fault.
Totally agree. The other one, Lucic, was just that was charging. That should have been a five-minute penalty. I mean, you could say he slowed up a little bit, too, but then he takes Smith out. Then Smith comes out, and then he gets backed in. We've cleared. He doesn't have the concussion. But, again, it's either Patrick Waugh or it's me out there. What are you going to get from Smith? But this is wild how this has changed. But, you know, good points, too, about what they're saying in Alberta, about what's going on with Markstrom. But this thing's wild now, what's going on. And then tonight, I mean, this is, we'll see with Bennington out now. But Colorado's too tough when you get good goaltending and good defensive play. And Kemper's been that as well.
Well, when they get good goaltending, they're not going to lose.
Right. Well, the series comes down to tonight. It'll end in five if they win tonight.
They're $1.60 in that neighborhood.
Good win in game three.
What do you think?
Colorado's going to win the whole thing. Colorado will beat Tampa in the cup.
Do they go up 3-1 tonight?
I think so.
On the puck line, +150.
I'm sorry. I don't like how Huso's played in the playoffs.
Yeah, I don't disagree.
Bennington was hot. He's playing well.
He was. I would agree with that. Yep. By the way, for game four tomorrow night in that Edmonton series, Oilers +113 as the favorite. Flames +103 right now. That's here at Circa. And the total there here is 6.5 in that game. I think Edmonton has been, from that second period of game two on, it has been evident that they were better. Simply put, they were better than Calgary. So the last six periods of hockey, last five, they've been better.
I know Sutter talked about the lack of five-on-five time and giving up the power play goal. I'm going back to game two. The power play goal and then the shorthanded goal. I mean, that was ridiculous. Where was everybody on that? They just throw it up the boards and there's no one there? I think it was the Draisaitl goal. I can't remember. And they put it in. It was ridiculous what happened. But I can't believe the turnaround in that series after what transpired in game one.
If you're right, we get Colorado versus Tampa Bay. That is one hell of a Stanley Cup final.
Yeah. That would be
I think that's a doozy right there.
Right.
What do you want to do with player props tonight in the NBA? You want to hold off?
Please.
This is the trickiest series ever because, again, we could break this down as much as possible right now, and then in 2 hours, it's like, oh, by the way, Jimmy Butler, yeah, not going to play again tonight. Kyle Lowry, yeah, not going to play tonight. Tyler Hero, yeah, he's out of the game tonight. Robert Williams, you going to play? I have no idea.
I've never seen so many guys questionable in a playoff game, which Miami does this all the time anyways. But you don't know what you're going to get from Boston, who's out. That's the unfortunate thing. They're the best team in the league. But they got guys out every game. Or guys who leave or aggravate an injury. Or you know, Smart, Williams, Tatum goes down. I can't believe how bad Tatum played in the last game. But to be down, what happened? How are you down 26 early on at home?
Yeah, losing is fine. That's because Miami's good. But to be down by 26 points like that and to play a first quarter out of the gates and look like that, that's as bad as it gets.
You guys have the tweet on the scoring? Isn't that something? The Heat have outscored the Celtics in two of the quarters, but lead the series.
Mm-hmm.
Two quarters they've outscored them. It's the Thorpe thing. Just don't have that bad quarter. They have.
Well,
look at that. They've outscored the Celtics in two of the 12 quarters. They lead 2-1.
Game one, they were basically totally outmanned in three of the quarters, but they won quarter number three by like 20 points, and so they won the game.
Right, 22-2 run to start. Yep.
Spoelstra's
good, man. Oh, he's good.
Oh, it's a battle of really two really good head coaches.
But again, you gotta respect your opponent. I mean, all these guys are on scholarship, and that's what all those Heat after the game. Game three, every Heat player said, oh, we saw what was going on. Everyone's saying, oh, yeah, you saw Boston's better. You guys got punched in the mouth. You're not going to respond. No. It's like, okay, well, you don't have Butler. Here you go.
Well,
good job by Bam. He finally showed up. But they listen to this stuff. They all lie. They do. They listen to sports talk radio. They read Twitter. They're all over that stuff. And they use it as fuel for the game three win.
So I agree with you. Boston, when fully healthy, they are the best team in the NBA. They are the highest power rated team in the NBA. But the problem is, again, all of these injuries mounting up. And I do actually think the power rating, having said that, might be a touch high. Like in this series, again, they were $1.70 without home court. They lose game one. Okay, they go to plus 120. They win game two. They go from plus 120 to minus 280. As a guy holding several tickets on the Celtics on future tickets, minus 280 to win the series then? We talked about it on the air on Friday. Who got hurt for the Heat? Who's out for the series? And now they're down two games to one. Right? And it's a pick 'em series.
Right. Plus 350 in some spots to win the title now.
It just seems a little odd. I'm not going to touch the tickets that I have on the Celtics because it's just...
There are some people who cover this sport who don't think the Heat are that good. They might win the damn title. Now what are they going to say?
Well, I'll say it again.
Again, most disrespected one seed I can remember in a long time other than the Hawks with Budenholzer.
If we get Heat Warriors, Miami going to win that series?
Hey, you never know. Absolutely. All about matchups.
At this point, you really can.
Sure can.
I don't know how you're strong in anything with guys who might miss because of injuries.
Yeah, right. I mean, it all comes down to the others. Strews, Vincent, guys like this. Yep. They're knocking down shots. Sure.
Yep.
Bam. Look at that. Oladipo, Lowry. Look at some of these guys they have.
Up next, Grant Paulson is going to join the program. SiriusXM, Major League Baseball Network radio host. Which team, if any, eventually goes on a run to catch the Mets in the NL East?
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.